what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people.
We, the people
of this great nation.
Of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. Today I am mad. I'm not going to lie to you, today I am mad. And no, I'm not mad because people stormed the Capitol. I'm not mad at all. That is what you do in a democracy. I'm mad at the fact that the Republicans are victimizing themselves as well as the Democrats for what happened, as if it was such a major threat. Where was this threat in July? Where were the Democrats standing up in July when Antifa was actually burning down buildings and doing massive destruction to people's private property? This is a federal building. This is the House of Congress. And when the people, we the people, have a dispute with the government, that is where we go. Very minimal damage was done. One person, one Trump supporter, who now I just read on the news, has been confirmed that she was ex-military, a female, was shot in the neck by a DC police officer. For no apparent reason, they were blocked in. She just got shot in the neck, and that's the end of story. Nobody's even talking about it. No one cares. But what has me upset is how they're trying to villainize the entire Trump support and the whole movement, and they're making it look as if what we did was something that was embarrassing to the world, something that was unconstitutional. Yeah, this is what Americans used to do when we disagreed with our government, and this is a constitutional issue we are having in this country. This isn't a stupid Antifa movement, a joke of a group of a bunch of cowards that beat on people at night. Okay, I'm tired and I'm mad. I'm mad at everything you can think of. I'm mad at the Republican Party for being a bunch of pussies, and I'm going to say it just like that, starting with the turtle Mitch McConnell, who is a rhino. I am tired of the Democratic Party and their disgusting progressive agenda that's going to destroy this country for families to come. I am tired of knowing that this election was cheated, but yet Donald Trump doesn't present any fucking evidence. Yeah, I'm tired. Donald Trump stands on a mic and repeats the same exact stuff. Yes, a lot of you may not like what I'm saying right now, but I want answers. I've believed him. I've stood by him. I expected transparency. I expected him to show something today. Now, as we speak, you know, I pre-record this, but as we speak right now, Pence, another rhino, is hearing the objections. The House is voting right now. The Senate's already denied the objection of Arizona. And I most likely know that Pence doesn't have the balls. They're too small. So he doesn't have the balls to do the right thing and send it back to the state. This is all a show, so the American people understand. This is a show from all of them. Ted Cruz, every single one of them that are objecting, they don't give a fuck. They're objecting simply to please us, to make it look like they're fighting for us. Because at the end of the day, this should have been handled a long time ago. They should have been fighting this a long time ago. They waited till this moment, till this precise moment, and now some of them are backing off after the attack on Capitol Hill. Some Republicans are backing off. They're looking for every reason to betray Donald Trump and the American people. It's in plain sight. Everyone knows the election was rigged. You don't even have to go as far as going with Dominion machines and start complicating things. And you can just go as far as just legislative law. They broke every constitutional law in every state that Donald Trump is fighting. Some of these states actually want to recertify the election results, such as Pennsylvania, because now they want to legislate it. They feel that it was done unconstitutional. Unfortunately, we're at a point where I believe it's a little too late. And I believe that they're doing this little puppet show just to please the base. And I'm gonna be honest with you, at this point, I don't think I'll vote Republican ever again. I really don't think I'll vote the Republican ever again. I'm not going to vote Democrat. That's for fucking sure. I am going to vote for anybody who represents the opposite of Democrats and the opposite of Republicans. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that is what I'm going to vote. I no longer trust any of these people that supposedly claim to be the our voices. I will not support them anymore. I have come to the conclusion that they do not care about us. This is a show. Nothing more, nothing less. Us going into the Capitol was the perfect ammunition they needed to back off. It was that we gave them the perfect ammunition for them to say, well, we can't have this mob mentality. No, the mob mentality has been going on throughout the entire summer. What the fuck do you think is going to happen when you quarantine Americans, when you keep Americans locked down, when you steal an election, where you ruin everybody's businesses and Americans are losing their houses, their businesses, their jobs? What do you think is going to happen? And then you want to go ahead and steal their election and cancel their culture, cancel everything they believe in, ridicule them because they wear a MAGA hat, because they love America, because they wave the American flag? Well, you know what? Fuck you. You're not a patriot. You Democrats, you're going to get a rude awakening. I promise you, this is far from over. This is far from over. We have plenty of patriots out there that, believe it or not, will give their lives for this country. They will. What we are experiencing right now is a constitutional crisis, and no one seems to see it or refuses to do anything about it. They see it, they just refuse to do something about it. And it is sad, it is disappointing, and it is very, very appalling. That being said, I this is what I foresee after seeing the, first of all, disappointed with the Georgia runoffs. There's no way Warnoff won. There's no way Ossoff won. Yeah, Ossoff, whatever. His name's not even worth pronouncing. This guy's a guy, mind you, that has lost two other races in prior states where he's tried to run. But he manages to win in the exact same state that Stacey Abrams is controlling the whole voting mechanism. Again, if Georgia would have never been fraudulently done to begin with, we would have never had this runoff and we would have had these senators sitting there in the Senate. But again, the Republicans have no spine, no balls, and they allow the Democrats to do whatever they want. But you know, I was talking to a police officer today. And, you know, he and I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to say where he's from. I'm not going to say anything about him. But he was telling me, he goes, dude, haven't you realized something? They've failed us a long time ago. The government has failed us a long time ago. And I started thinking about it. I started going, you know what? These people keep us in the dark. They've been keeping us in the dark for decades. Donald Trump was the first person that actually shed light on what goes on in Congress. He literally did his job. He drained the swamp. Because most Americans see them for what they are. No one will ever look at Mitch McConnell the same way, nor Nancy Pelosi. No one will ever see CNN as an honest news network. Everybody's going to look at all these politicians that betrayed them, and they're going to lose their seats. Republicans will not forget this that's been done to them. I am a Republican not because of the Republicans that are sitting in Congress right now. I'm a Republican because I love the history of the Republican Party and what the Republican Party stands for. It is the party of the working class. It is the party of the people. It is the party that abolished slavery, gave women the right to vote, gave African Americans the right to vote. It is the most amazing party in this country. And that is why I'm a Republican. I am not a Republican because I support any of these cocksuckers that are sitting there in the Senate or in Congress. And I'm sorry if I'm using a lot of foul language. I'm upset. I'm upset. And I'm upset with Donald Trump as well. I mean, he literally stood there and I watched an entire 1 hour of him, of his rhetoric, and he still provided nothing. Yes, he explained the fraud, but he's done this already. It's time to do something, show something. All that happened was violence erupted and we went to the Capitol and took matters into our own hands. And when I say we, I mean the American people. I wasn't there. I'm here in Florida. I can tell you that I have confirmed through a lot of different media outlets that Antifa was involved. Some of the pictures have shown members that were also in other BLM rallies in Arizona that matched the same people that were there causing the damage. Most Americans, most Republicans respect law enforcement. Most Republicans respect. If you guys recall in Michigan, when all Republicans showed up with guns to the Capitol, nothing was damaged. No property was destroyed because that is what we do. We are Americans. We appreciate our buildings. We appreciate our country. But they want to twist this story around because they want to use this as an excuse to not have to fight for us. That being said, that is my opening statement. I've been frustrated all day. I have a huge migraine. Blood pressure's probably through the roof. I'm so disappointed with this country. I am disgusted by this country. Disgusted. I mean, and not the country itself, but the people that we've elected to run this country. These people do not care about us. These people are all your standard typical politicians. There's a few good ones, but the majority of them only care about themselves and what's beneficial for them. This is why they want Donald Trump out, because they want to go back to old school politics where they keep Americans in the dark and continue about their business. And for you liberals and you Democrats out there who voted for Warnoff and who have been anti-Trump from the moment he stepped into office, and you wanted a progressive movement, you will reap what you sow. I promise you that. You are going to regret this. And you know, the sad part is that you're all a bunch of cowards, that you're going to end up needing Republicans to get you out of the problem that you bring us into. You voted this problem in, and we're most likely going to have to fight to get it out. That is the sad part about all of this. And that is my opening statement. I got Dr. Q here. Dr. Q, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you. Perfect. Loud and clear. I know that you're still faithful that Donald Trump's going to win the election.
You know, hold on. Let me know if you can hear this real quick.
And that, you know, viral to help instruct and educate the elected officials.
You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Good?
I mean, as good as it can be. I mean, I know that's an audio that was sent to you by the government, so... I know that you've tried to text it to me numerous times. It doesn't allow you to. It's an encrypted kind of file or something. So, again, I know, Dr. Q, I know that you're hopeful that we're going to win this election. I've lost complete faith in this. I don't see an avenue for Donald Trump. I don't think Pence is going to step up. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure Arizona's already off the table. This is a show. This is a show for the American people. And I mean, everything's saying the mob did not win. They're calling American patriots, people that went out there to fight on behalf of Donald Trump, they're calling them the mob. How funny how they all jump on the bandwagon, huh?
Let me tell you my diagnosis of this whole thing.
To cut you off, let me just mention another thing. It is fucking ridiculous that they have suspended Donald Trump's Facebook account for 12 hours and his Twitter account for 12 hours. This is things that you only see in communist and dictatorship countries. I'm just letting you know, where private companies are blocking off on a platform that supposedly is free speech, they are blocking off the president of the United States of America. And nobody is doing anything about it. No one. You know why? Because we're puppets. We're just puppets in this place, in this world, in this country. That's all we are. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Sorry. So what I see today is I see that Donald Trump, you know, everybody's upset, but I see, like, I still have faith in him. And when I show you what I have, I, as long as it's true, which from what I understand is completely true, I think people are going to have a little more faith, you know, hopefully. But I think he has something up his sleeve. I think he is waiting for what's going to happen with the certification. If they're going to, you know, go through the way it's supposed to, or if Pence is going to basically do something illegal, and he knows, I think he's going to get. I think there's going to be some serious trouble. I think he's very calculated, Donald Trump, and I think he's waiting.
House vote to accept Arizona electoral votes. Just so you guys know.
Right. Okay. So, and then this whole situation with the Capitol building. I have somebody that was down there and said that they seen many buses of Antifa groups coming off. And they could tell they were Antifa. Even though they were dressed up as Trump voters, you could just tell by their actions. And I think he spoke to somebody and they found out that they were Antifa. They were being bused from everywhere. So I can guarantee that Antifa is the one that created that whole situation. I guarantee that Dems are the one that staged the whole thing on purpose. Because now, how you know, now they're just talking about on Facebook, oh, the 25th Amendment, 25th Amendment. Oh, you know, what's his name? Pence should invoke the 25th Amendment and get rid of him right now. This and that. That just tells you right there that they staged this whole thing. They're so obvious of how they plan things and how they do things. So that's my, you know, hypothesis of the situation. So I have the audio that I was speaking to you about the other day in the morning that I had, you know, from a very reliable source. And it's basically everything that I was explaining to you last night on the podcast in regards to Italy and what happened with our election. So I would like to play it if you're ready.
That's fine.
Let me make sure you can hear it.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Can you repeat that, Maria, just for the recorder?
Yes. So basically, the theft of the election was orchestrated in the Rome Embassy on the second floor of Via Veneto by an employee, Stefan Serafini, Foreign Service officer of over 20 years. He retired the day before the election to assure he would not lose his pension, unlike what happened to some of the FBI agents who betrayed our country in 2016 and did lose their pension just days before their retirement. So Stefan Serafini coordinated with a General Claudio Graziano. And Claudio Graziano, General Graziano, is on the board of Leonardo, the defense contractor, Leonardo SPA. Leonardo used their military satellite uplink to load the software and transfer it over to change the votes from Trump to Biden. So what everybody's been saying is that we know something happened. The proof that was missing, the very basic who did it, where did they do it, and how did they do it, has been missing from all of the documents sent into the courts, all of the affidavits. There was nothing that was helping us win in the courts. They thought that they were very shrewd in how they did it. They had a really brilliant plan that was orchestrated by Barack Obama with the help of Renzi, the former prime minister of Italy. The Italian intelligence service has supplied us with intercept photos, phone calls, and shockingly, pictures of the CIA agents who have been involved in orchestrating this. Those pictures of the CIA agents ended up on the internet, and those operatives and the folks at the government in Italy started panicking, and they started replacing all their heads of intelligence, of the cyber readiness, and within Leonardo. And Leonardo, the actual person that did the uploading, arrested for quote-unquote safekeeping, and had the other one put in house arrest. The gentlemen that are in jail and in house arrest are being accused of hacking in to Leonardo to look at like airplane schematics and to get some of their other tools. They're not saying what really happened because it's really about know who they are and their lives are at great risk. Her team is on the streets of Italy and specifically Rome right this second, building up a plan for divulging this today. We are putting out the information. Obviously, it's not as quick as I would have liked, but we leave this up to God and God's timing. Because had Brian Kemp in Georgia, and oh, by the way, I should say for those of you in Georgia, I had notified Brian Kemp many, many weeks ago that I was working on this and information was coming. And I've been trying because they need proof, and you cannot blame them for needing the proof because an allegation like this has to have backup. And so I also, on Christmas Eve, as God would have it, and through the assistance of Tiffany Trump, my husband and I and Marla helping me get into invite into Mar-a-Lago on Christmas Eve, Steve and I had a moment to speak with the president, and I informed him that he is getting the best Christmas present he could ever ask for, the affidavits of the people who did it and their confession and assistance in letting everybody know what happened. He was seated at his table. He swung his head around and he said, "Merry Christmas to me." I said, "Merry Christmas, sir. We're about to give you the best Christmas present ever. You're going to have the evidence you need from the Italian whistleblower who actually committed the crime of uploading the software." And he spun his head around and he went, like, "What?" And the look on his face, and I said, "If you'll permit me, I have a piece of paper for you." And he said, "Please." So Steve handed me the paper and I handed it to the president, and that got the ball rolling that I finally got past a lot of gatekeepers and was able to meet with Rudy. I had three subsequent meetings with Rudy at Mar-a-Lago and also saw him in the Georgia Capitol. We have prepped the team on the evidence that we have to date, and he pretty much turned to us on Thursday and pointed at us and said, "You have to go get that data." Well, the reason is because all the cases in all the states are in grave danger of having the impact they need. We needed, for the past week, an airplane and bombs. An archbishop went missing in Nigeria, which was horrible. He was kidnapped. And we actually had that as an opportunity to supply an aircraft. And unfortunately, or fortunately, as God would have it, the archbishop was rescued and freed, but it was before our plane took off from D.C. to rescue and take place in also bringing back the people that we need. We're in urgent need of funds for this effort, both from a security standpoint. If you ever told me I'd need to steal a knife off of a table at a restaurant, I would have said you're crazy. And unfortunately, we have had some very intense situations, and I'm sure it's just the beginning because things will escalate. We need security for the people involved in this. We need extensive PR, and we need to have the grassroots army up and running like never before. And the reason is, aside from the fact that we've just awakened a sleeping giant and people who thought that they escaped with the greatest theft in the history of the world, they actually have lost, and they don't know it yet. And it's about to all hit in Italy. We have been working with reporters throughout Europe, and those reporters are preparing the documentation now with the Intercept, the photos, and documentation on how this entire thing has occurred. The shocking overnight is that we have now also received detailed outlays of how the funding took place. Our research has been phenomenal. It's unequivocal. It is not debatable. It is rock solid truth, which is part of the problem that Trump's family has had, is you know, this is just a trap. It's just like Russian collusion. And you cannot blame them because a lot of people got charged with things and were put through horrendous efforts for the past 4 years by the previous administration. What is important to understand is that Barack Obama in 2017, just as he was leaving, he took some of the money that was slated for Iran and picked up by Italy to transport to Iran through the UAE, actually took $400 million. It was 14 pallets of cash of your hard-earned money, and that money was transferred over to different accounts. And that was the plan to help unravel the funding to unravel the Trump presidency. 14 pallets of cash. So that those funds, we now know and have proof of where they went and how they got there. I can tell you the exact travel plan of the cash. We know it was Barack Obama. Barack Obama conspired with Renzi in the White House. The last state dinner that the president had was with Renzi, Prime Minister of Italy. And Obama's campaign manager returned to Italy to orchestrate the effort with Renzi. The acting Prime Minister Conte is vehemently... I shouldn't use the word vehemently, but is very, very engaged and involved. This information cannot be released yet in the States. We are waiting for Italy to do their work. We released some information early, and someone on our team actually released it a little too early. So the fear on that side has escalated drastically, and the threat level. I do not have all my people here yet safe. And so we're trying to get everyone back safe. We're trying to get the articles done. And we are working hard at giving that proof to the president and to Rudy and to Mark Meadows. Mark and team are trying to help us. We have the Secretary of Defense, who is a fantastic man, Chris Miller, who has been advised of our situation. Because it's a NATO ally, we have to be careful on the exfil of pulling our people out. And we can't just go invade Italy, unlike what some rogue military people might want to do. That's not the way to do it. So we've got assets on the ground who are very skilled and helping us. We've been funding them to the tune of over $500,000 out of my account, my personal account, and my friend. So we need help. We need financial support. We need prayers that all of our people come out, that the American public see the truth as what it is, and that the Italian counterparts in the media are able to articulate this in a way that is going to help us springboard off of it, to shut down the mainstream TV from not reporting it. We have an Italian judge who has just this morning, Italian time, so they're 6 hours ahead, so in their morning, has now filed for an investigation, and Barack Obama is the center of that investigation. We have a need for recommendations from lawyers that can help me, because I am in uncharted territory along with the country in how this is going to be handled. But for the protection of our little nonprofit, we are little, but we are mighty, guys. So for the team that's on the call, I can never thank you enough, because of your help and support and guidance, we would never be where we are today in solving this crime. So definitely lawyers to help us navigate and give us recommendations and advice. We need the sharing of our posts on Facebook from Nations in Action and from our website, nationsinaction.org. And then we need help creating those Facebook posts and social media posts. And Marjorie can be the traffic cop, for lack of a better word, on how all of that with the PR would flow. We have the need for a strong PR firm that we can manage to help us do this. And
you there?
Yeah. That doesn't
so
sound...
Marjorie...
That does not...
Marjorie is Marjorie Myers. She's a federal public defender.
Okay.
I don't know this lady. It's like Maria. I don't know who she is.
Okay, so this does not sound like anything that came. I mean, I gave you the platform so you can go ahead and show your audio. This does not prove anything to me. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason I tell you this is because, one, she's asking for donations. That's not a good sign right there. The fact that this sounds like this was recorded on a radio station, I can't believe I just put 10 minutes. It was because she's talking to the public asking for donations. So she's apparently speaking on some sort of public platform.
On a conference call.
It's a conference call?
Yes.
I mean, again, how... This is one of those...
Come on, man.
...moments. I mean, I can't... Listen, I don't want to give hope to my listeners, because the problem is that we have here is that there's a machine, and it's a huge machine against Donald Trump. And again, right now, as they're voting, we're not going to get anywhere. The only option Donald Trump has is the Insurrection Act. That's it. There's no other option. Once the electorals are counted and voted for, Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it gets to a point, and the frustration with me is it gets to a point where you have to tell yourself, are you really delusional like the lefties are telling you? Are you really just, are we just going through that phase that they went through when Bernie Sanders lost, when Hillary Clinton lost? I know that this is a completely different circumstance. I know that the odds of Joe Biden winning and getting the votes that he did, the amount of counties that he won, I mean, just him breaking every single type of record that's ever, and every predictor of elections is probably mathematically implausible. But that being said, I can't go as far-fetched as believe that Donald Trump has a chance at this point. I think this was his last hoorah. I think this was his last attempt to maybe pressure Vice President Pence to do the right thing. Most Americans know. Most Americans know that this election was rigged. Most Americans feel it in their blood. I feel it. I'm always going to look at Joe Biden as an illegitimate president. But that being said, Donald Trump, if he is so confident, if he knows so much that this is a fraudulent election, why hasn't he done the Insurrection Act? Why hasn't he done it? Because he's not going to.
He is.
He's not going to do it. You're trying to be hopeful. I know you very well. We're good friends. We go back a long time. You're trying to be extremely hopeful about the outcome of this election. I'm probably going to say I've been fighting this much harder than you have. I deal with this day in, day out. I argue with liberals. I argue with everyone. I try to debate. I try to fight. I try to reason. I try to explain to them the evidence. And they keep telling me I'm delusional. I'm delusional. All I can say is that I was on the right side of history. I voted the right way. I voted for the candidate that was going to put America first and take care of the American people. And unfortunately, the machine that the Democrats had created and the progressives, the stealing machine that they've created, they've been plotting this for a long time with the backing of big tech and the backing of Dominion Systems and the backing of people like Stacey Abrams that are creating all these magnificent ways of committing fraud. And the fact that judges and politicians all alike are blocking Trump in every which avenue, it makes it literally impossible. It makes it literally impossible. As Trump said today in his speech, they feel pressured. Even the Supreme Court is feeling the pressure. A group of individuals that are supposed to be unbiased, they're supposed to follow the Constitution, and they're not taking up this case because they are worried about how the social world is going to look at them. And that is quite sad. And Mitch McConnell utilized Donald Trump to get three Supreme Court justices in there. And that's exactly what he did. And he deserves a packed Supreme Court. He deserves for them to eliminate the filibuster. Every Democrat out there deserves what they get. Because I personally feel satisfied with the decision I made on November 3rd. I know what I have stood for. I know what I stand for. And I know I voted the right way. And I voted for America's best interest, not just my own. And I did not vote for anything free. I don't expect anything free. I know it is a privilege to be born in this country. My family fled a country that is literally becoming the United States of America, as we know it. But to that point, I mean, if you want to rebuttal me, that's fine. But I don't see anything there that's going to be mind blowing or can change it. I mean, you got to go based on law and how the system works. It is what it is. I mean, once this gets certified and counted by Vice President Pence, it's over. Trump's avenues are completely done.
When you have the legislators wanting to back, you know, take everything away, as in the counts, that's a problem.
That is a problem, but a problem that's too late.
It's not too late. That's a legal problem. That is law.
It's not law. You're confusing them doing their job when they were supposed to do their job and doing it after the fact. These states have certified their elections. They have submitted it. And the only person that could have stood in the way was Vice President Pence. And he is not going to stop it. I'm going to wake up and this video is going to be live. And Vice President Pence is going to certify the electoral count for Arizona by the time that this podcast is live. And as states keep going, the madness will get crazier in Washington, D.C. And as I predicted, people were going to get hurt, and people did get hurt. There was a bomb threat, apparently. I don't know if that's even true. I start doubting everything that this government tells me. People, there's a deep state, and the deep state is right in front of us. It's Congress and it's the Senate. It's all these politicians that we're voting into office. That is the deep state. Those are the people we need to be afraid of. They're right in front of us and they're hiding in plain sight. And that is truth. That is truth. These are not our friends. These are our enemies. These are not people that stand for America or for the American people. They stand for their self-interests and themselves. And that is fact. That is fact. From what I've seen play out in the last couple months, I have lost faith in the majority of all these people, in the Senate. I saw Mitch McConnell turn his back on Donald Trump in less than a week. But when he needed Donald Trump, he was there sniffing on his asshole. Because that is what they do. These guys are the bottom of the food barrel. These are the lowest people. They'll do whatever they have to do to maintain power and stay in power. Lindsey Graham, swamp creature just like every other one of them. Lindsey Graham was practically crying on Facebook because he was worried about how much the senators were raising, the senator that was running against them. He was practically crying. Tears were almost coming out of his eyes when he was asking for $5 donations. This is who they are. And I'm sorry, Dr. Q, to break this to you, but Trump does not stand a chance in this election at this point. And I want to be very sincere and I want to be very honest with the listeners. I saw pathways and I continue to podcast and I continue to talk on my streams and I continue to mention the pathways that Trump has to victory. At this point, from what I'm seeing, the siege that that the American people did in Congress is being utilized to their advantage. To make it look as if, oh, we're not going to deal with the mob. We're not going to allow the mob mentality to make our decisions. They're utilizing it to their advantage. I don't think Vice President Pence is going to stand up for what I don't think he's going to stand up for America. And I think the only people that can stand up for America is America itself, the people of America. They're going to steal our election. They're going to steal our election. It is a sad moment in time right now, but they are going to steal the election.
Well, honestly, I don't care what you say. You're my boy and everything, but I don't care what you say. I have faith, and after I heard and you heard this audio,
the audio has absolutely changed nothing in my mind.
Well, I don't care if it changes anything on your mind, but it's true. It's fact.
It's and, not. It's not, you know, fact. It's a person speaking.
It is fact.
Based on things that they're doing, but there's no fact to it until it's presented. So it's not fact. It's a person commenting on an investigation and a conspiracy that she is creating. That is what I heard.
It's not a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's
I mean, we went from Germany now to Rome. I mean, what's next? South Africa. Well, where are we going to go next? Russia. Then from Russia to China. Then from China to Japan. Then Venezuela. Again, it's that audio. You told me that audio came from a government official. That is what I was told by you. That sounds like an audio that probably can be found somewhere on the internet.
No, not at all.
For any of my listeners out there, if you could find this audio and you can verify, please send me an email to arepublicannation@gmail.com so I can debunk Dr. Q as I do day in, day out.
Well, first of all, I just played it. So obviously anybody listens to it can just... You know,
no, I'm talking about backdated. Somebody that can backdate this and see where the original source came from. If they can find it, this isn't confidential information.
Well, obviously, because she's on conference call, so there was numerous people on the conference call. So, you know, somebody else has it. So I'm just saying that where I got it was military. And he got into the conference call that way. So,
I mean, again, what? How does this stop? Unless Donald Trump does something, how does this stop anything? They're voting for the electorals right now.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter what they do. If he has concrete, solid proof, if this is true, it doesn't matter what they do, what they say. It could be overturned. This is treason to the highest extent.
I mean, look, a source told me, which, again, a source told me that, which would be today while you guys are listening to this, that Trump is planning on conceding soon. So, I mean, I'm getting from different sources, different stories, and I'm starting to just distance myself from my sources because I'm starting to feel like every single one of my sources are delusional. And they're crazy, and none of them have panned out as of yet. As of yet, not conceded.
He's not going to concede.
I mean, I thought it was a little bizarre just because of the way Donald Trump works and the way Donald Trump thinks. And I had somebody on my stream today who's worked on the radio and followed Donald Trump and interviewed Donald Trump since 1986. He's been following Donald Trump. And he says, Donald Trump's ego is way too big. I've never seen Donald Trump back down from anything.
He won't.
So I highly doubt he would tell people to come to Washington, D.C. and then go ahead and then the following day concede. But that is what I'm hearing down the grapevine. Again, I just don't see.
Fuck your grapevine.
What's that?
Go fuck your grapevine.
Go what?
Go fuck your grapevine. Whoever you got it off of. Whoever you got it off of must be a liberal. Has to be.
On the opposite is a hardcore Republican, man. The source that introduced me, but yes, the one that's giving me information is a Democrat that works in that's in Congress. He actually doesn't support Nancy Pelosi. He actually does not support, he thinks the election was robbed. He's one of the few guys on the Democratic side. Remember, keep in mind, a lot of these people don't voice out their opinions. They don't want to be outed within Congress, and then they don't get a position. They don't get a spot in a specific committee. It's a dangerous playing field. I just wish, I sincerely wish that this man will grow some fucking balls, Vice President Pence, and he would do the right thing. But I just don't. I just don't see it happening.
Definitely. It's not even about balls. I think he is a traitor of the country, and I think this is something that was, you know, set up this way. I think he's part of the Bidens. Was he friends with Biden or something like that?
Who?
Pence? Before he became vice president?
I mean, he was the governor of Indiana. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the history. I didn't even know much about Pence until Donald Trump picked him to run with him.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a big setup. But, you know, that's Q there for you, you know. So, you know, I don't know. But I have faith. And like I said, this is straight truth of what I played. And, you know, if our president does have it, and it really is true, and that was taken, I think, before Christmas. So there's enough time for everything to go through. So if anybody hears this, I don't think it's going to affect anything. I think he's been doing everything he has to overturn this election. And
my question to you, you mentioned to me earlier, prior to us going live, you had mentioned to me about Lynn Wood. What is Lynn Wood saying?
Oh yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's so funny. It says it's on Parler. You got Parler? You want to look at it, or you want me to read it?
I would like for you to read it to me.
All right. It says, please read the message below carefully. We have one president at a time. Our president
right here. Here we go. Bombshell report. Massive Democrat election fraud operation from Italy revealed. Dude, I mean, come on.
What?
Sophisticated election theft funded by Obama, executed by Italian military contractor, says top former CIA chief. For the love of God, and this website is yournews.com. Is this where you're getting your resources and your sources from?
Does that sound like I got it from there, Jay?
I mean, I don't fucking know, but I mean, it's kind of a fucking coincidence.
Is there audio on there, Jay? Is there an audio on there that I have, Jay?
Yes, there is. Let me see.
If I find the audio,
oh my God, and you've wasted 10 fucking minutes of my show on a lady bullshitting and talking nonsense.
Anyway, do you want me to read what Linwood said?
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, here's the audio. God damn it.
Yeah, listen to it. Guarantee it's not.
Dude, there's clips of it, man.
Clips of what?
Huh?
Clips of what?
Watch. you are hysterical, my friend. Dr. Q, you've been debunked live. Look.
Hysterical what?
Are you listening?
Am I listening?
Yeah.
I've been listening.
So, Stefan Serafini coordinated with a general.
Can't even hear it.
You can't hear it?
No.
Hold on.
What's it on?
Leonardo.
What?
Contractor. Leonardo SPA. Leonardo used their military satellite uplink to load the software and transfer it over to change the votes from Trump to Biden. So what everybody's been saying is that we know.
My friend, you are an idiot. It took me less than two. I cannot believe you just wasted 10 minutes of my day. God.
Check the date on it.
The date? I'll tell you when when it was posted. It was posted on. Let me see.
What website is that on?
Yournews.com. It's not even a credible news agency. It was posted on January 2nd.
Okay, I had it way before that, so.
The audio was posted January 5th at 7:18.
Yeah, PM. Thanks. I had it way before that.
I mean, again, do you honestly think that this is gonna be here on
Listen, you didn't debunk me because I had it way before that, and you know it.
No, I know you had it way before that, but I mean,
I explained to you that somebody's gonna show it eventually within the next few days. I told you that it's definitely going to get out. It was a conference call. Yeah, debunk shit.
All Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee just wrote a letter to Vice President Pence urging him to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump.
That is their whole plan. They set this stage today. They did all this. They had the Antifa come in there. They created this whole thing. I guarantee it. It's so obvious. So, do you want me to read this, Linwood? Jay?
This is just bizarre. I have never seen in my entire life. Yes, I'm looking at the envelope that was passed down to people. The so-called envelope. This is bizarre. Go ahead. Say what Linwood said.
So he said, please read this message below carefully. We have one president at a time. He has one in capital letters. Our president is Donald J. Trump. When President Trump speaks, listen carefully. This was literally like an hour ago. Trump's in Abilene, Texas, at the National Defense Command Center. So while Congress is on Capitol Hill committing treason, surrounded by the military who is helping them by Pence orders, Trump's in Texas at the command center watching. You think if the military didn't have his back, he would be there or escaped Washington on Air Force One. Secretary of Defense is playing Pence and Congress, waiting for them to finish the crime.
You're telling me Trump is right now in Texas?
That's what Linwood just said. It's on Parler. You can look it up.
Dude, Parler's not a credible source. Yes, it is a place of free speech, but it's not credible. There's all sorts of crazy people on Parler. I mean,
I'm not saying it is or isn't. This is supposed to be Linwood. Is it or is it not? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying what that's saying. I'm not saying it's credible or anything. I'm just saying this is what he's my soul. That's all. So you're debunking it right away. What if it is true? You got to think about it like that. I put more faith in it that it is true.
I mean, again, I mean, you are getting way too deep, okay? And this is, we're going to have a long conversation about this one, buddy, even if we go past my time limit, because you are way beyond the level of conspiracy that is beyond my understanding. I can't continue. I can't continue to promote something that's false to my audience. It would be me being extremely misleading. The reality is, at this point, the way the process works, Donald Trump right now will not be president January 20th.
Plain and simple.
You cannot say that the military helped. I mean, is there things that are a little bit suspicious? yes, the fact that the National Guard got there a bit late after they stormed into the into Capitol Hill, I found that to be pretty odd that they took so long to arrive there. I found it extremely odd that they weren't there to begin with, considering that when Antifa and these people were out in the streets, they had them piled up there. I find a lot of this stuff extremely interesting. That being said, this could all be extremely, extremely coincidental. So apparently, Twitter deleted the video that he posted, telling people to please, you know, go home or whatever. Was the video that violated their guidelines, apparently.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think this is all true. Like I said, obviously you will find, actually, I'm looking at her website right now. As was stated on the audio, Nations in Action.
What's going on with your phone, man? It's like staticky as hell.
I don't know. Nations in Action. It's actually on BitChute. It's the same audio I have straight from her on nationsinaction.org.
Exactly. She was promoting her website through some sort of platform. I'm telling you, man, you are jumping the gun and you are believing all this bullshit,
Jay,
and this rhetoric.
The way I got it's not. So I believe it. And, you know, I guarantee it's not going to be debunked. I guarantee it's true. So if it's not, then, whatever. I don't feel stupid. You know, I got it from a credible source. So, you know, way before anybody ever had it, way before she even put it on this website, way before everything. So.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that Josh Hawley continued his fight. I have a bit of a large respect for that man. He continued his good fight. I still don't know what's going on, as in...
Is it over yet?
No. Well, let me see. Right now, Pence is... hold on. Pence is speaking. Let's see what he's got to say.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol.
Hold on.
But thanks to the swift efforts... U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement. The violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts.
He's breathing pretty deep.
To defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house.
Yeah, this is pretty ridiculous, because from what it looks like, he's trying to promote himself.
As we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol, the elected representatives of the people of the United States have assembled again on the very same day to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So may God bless the law.
This guy is literally single-handedly the biggest joke that I've ever seen as a I mean, I can't even.
It's crazy. It's not over yet, you know? There must be problems.
What do you mean?
I mean, there must be problems. It's taking this long, you know? They're obviously going through every vote and, you know, going through the two-hour.
They're not going to be done today. There's no fucking way they're going to be done today. I mean, they're just alone out of seven states, you're talking about 2 hours each for them to debate and go back and forth. You're not going to get an answer today.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I'm just saying, like, it's just really slow.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you would have thought.
I'm not thinking anything. I'm just asking questions.
Okay, so joint session of Congress. Apparently, it's done. Apparently, it's done.
Who?
I'm not sure. Hold on, let me get another mainstream media here. The ones you're not supposed to trust. Challenge rejected.
Arizona?
Yep. Challenge rejected. House blocks effort to overturn Arizona outcome despite more than half GOP member support. There you have it. There you have it. I didn't even have to wait.
No.
There you have it. Huh?
Well, he can still win fast one. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, how many did they go through so far?
Dude, it's not about that. It was seeing whether he would stand up for the election integrity, and he did not.
I understand.
So that means that he's going to certify every single one of them. It's over. I mean, at this point, you've got to consider it over. Huh?
I do not agree.
Oh, you can disagree, but it is what it is.
I understand.
It is what it is. It is over.
I don't agree, but hey, it could be, you know. I highly doubt it, but, you know.
I mean, it is over.
You're going to look like a fool if it's not.
I'm curious if Vice President Pence said anything. Wow, that was weird. That was really, really weird. He's changed his background on his okay, because that's his presidential account.
Are you stalking it?
No, I'm looking at him because everybody keeps saying it's Kamala Harris, but it's not. It's him and his wife. But it looks just, it's, and we will always be grateful for the men and women who stayed and post. I mean, you, Vice President Pence, you are the worst vice president of our time. Oh, wow. Oh, man. Well,
not worth to even talk about it. We'll see tomorrow.
There's nothing to see tomorrow. That's it. The reality is, I am telling you what the reality is, and I'm telling my audience what the reality is. Okay? I mean, I literally debunked you right here on your audio tape. I mean, live. I debunked you. It's everywhere. I mean, this is just another InfoWars infomercial. I mean, this is a bullshit conspiracy. If Donald Trump had something, he would enact the Insurrection Act. He would have done it already.
He might. Who knows? Just because he didn't do it today?
I'm saying the fight is over. The battle.
If you listen, but Linwood just, I mean, Lin.
I don't give a fuck about what Linwood says. That guy's been off the rails forever. That guy, he lost a lot of credibility when he went on those crazy ass rants that he's been going on. I've lost a lot of respect.
Did Did you ever think maybe it's true?
I mean, listen, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. Why wouldn't I?
Right.
I mean, what I wish the Lincoln Project, one place that I that it's upsetting is, why is the Lincoln Project called the Lincoln Project? They're far from being anything from the Republican Party. I mean, they're putting out commercials that Trump gave the order to. I mean, what is this group of people? What are they doing?
It's not for Trump, and you know that.
Of course not. These are all rhinos. This is, I mean, it's incredible the amount of people, and this is all a profitable business. It's incredible for me to see all these groups of people. I bet you they don't get suppressed. They're probably the only few Republicans that don't. You know why? Because they're against Donald Trump. So, I mean, again, look, nothing here. There's nothing here. It's done. It's over. I'm calling it, guys. Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th. That's it. Unless Donald Trump has so much overwhelming and so much compelling evidence that he does the Insurrection Act. And at that point, I do foresee a chance. But this is not a good start. This is the first state, and it's not a good start to where this is going to end up. Just saying, and I'm just trying to state the facts, ladies and gentlemen. That being said, I am very appreciative for all the love I get from everyone every single day. This is not an easy job. This is something I do. I'm not making money right now doing it. I work my ass off doing this. I love it. I'm very passionate about politics. I will always use common sense politics. I will always be open-minded, and I will always try to seek the truth. I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, just like I did to my friend here, Dr. Q. I will always give people a platform where they can speak on, where they can feel comfortable speaking. And I may disagree with you, like I'm disagreeing with him right now. He may be right. I highly doubt it, but he may be right. I don't know. But at this point right now, I just want to send you guys a strong message. Remember something. You are on the right side of history. No matter what anybody tells you, no matter what happens to this country after January 20th, those of you who voted for Donald Trump, you were on the right side of history. You voted for the right president, a president that for the first time in a long time put America first. He was one of a kind. He was an amazing president. He accomplished more than Joe Biden accomplished in 47 years just in his first year. He accomplished more than Bush and Obama put together in his first 2 years. And I can go as far as to say he's probably accomplished more than Bush, Obama, and Bill Clinton in his entire presidency. But again, people vote on feelings. People vote on hate. And this is what happened this election cycle. People voted on hate. People voted against their own best interest. And Dominion machines created a lot of different votes that weren't there. And unfortunately, Donald Trump is battling something, and all he has right now, he's battling the biggest machine, an unbreakable machine, a machine that's been in power for decades, and he's only fighting it with the American people. He's got no backing from any government officials. He's got no backing from his own vice president. What can you expect? That being said, God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America. And hopefully, it's still America 4 years from now.
America great again.